Here's the sound of the blow tremolo without the harmonica. Notice that I'm not using my tongue, as in ka-ka-ka-ka-ka or ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. I'm using my throat, opening and closing my vocal folds, similar to a small cough, without the explosive air of a cough. Here's a blow tremolo without the harmonica. Now here it is on the harmonica playing a blow chord, holes 1, 2, 3, and 4. And now a single note for blow. Here's the sound of the draw. Your diaphragm will want to get into the action, stopping your throat from working. Focus on keeping it in your throat. You don't want your diaphragm moving. It's just supplying air for when you're playing the harmonica. Here's a draw tremolo without the harmonica. And now on the harmonica, playing holes 1, 2, 3, 4 draw at the same time. So your tongue's off the harmonica. And now a single 4 draw. Practice the tremolo now, but most likely it'll be too difficult to use tremolo and work on playing a single note at the same time for your first couple of months. Play the following examples in the book until you feel comfortable with them, then add tremolo. As time goes on, you'll be able to use tremolo on any note that you play, even when you're learning a new song. It's also a good idea to practice using the tremolo on a long-held note with dynamics. You'll notice I do this a lot in the following examples. To use dynamics simply means to change the volume of the note that you're playing, starting softly, then playing louder, then getting softer, for example. The most important part is that you're using some type of dynamic to make the music interesting. To practice this, let's play a 4 blow starting softly, then getting louder, and then getting soft again. Now with the use of the tremolo at the same time. This combined use of dynamics and tremolo is what makes your music sound expressive.